When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The following is a production of Dirty Mo Media.
It's time to rock and roll, gentlemen.
Gotta tweet it out.
You tweeting it out?
Wait, we live?
I think we're live.
We're live?
We never know when we're live. It's amazing.
Always a guess.
Yeah. It's not. We're not live until Dalton tweets it out.
Wait. Hold on. Sending post.
Press send.
You gotta do
it's
the...
It's now Twitter. You do this dang, stupid, man. Like, the little wheel, and it
just
it
press send.
Forever. I saw 00 said, blame me.
Yeah.
For us being late.
Always,
I will blame
well, actually,
him.
You were the last one down here, so.
Yeah. Well, I'd like to blame Dalton a little bit.
Nope, because Dalton was here before you.
Hey, better late than never. What are we?
Still not posted.
There 5 minutes late?
Yeah, 5 minutes.
Apologies.
Late.
Yeah,
Five minutes.
Unacceptable.
Yeah.
There's a 5 minute grace period.
Not you, Curlin.
Yeah, I know.
If he was here on time, then.
But isn't it like when you get to class or like even like you show up late to work?
00 just said we're live.
Oh,
so
thanks,
that's
00.
Good to know we're live.
Oh, thanks. Now I actually believe that we're live. Is seeing it on the live stream.
What's Cash K Enterprises, my favorite Andrew? I didn't know there were others.
Is
who are
like
the
your
others?
Your favorite of all the Andrews or just your favorite person? So that, like, I don't know. I guess you're probably my favorite Andrew as well.
I'm not even my favorite Andrew, and I don't know any other Andrews.
That's funny.
Bologna Burger, South Boston Speedway.
South
yeah,
Boston,
we're just,
South
we're
Boston
just talking
called
about
it
that.
A sandwich in their response to
no
us.
No one cares. No one joins your side.
I mean, South Boston joined my
dang,
side.
Dang, I'm the backbone of Dirty Mo Media.
Deserves
how about that?
Deserves a pay raise.
Deserves a pay raise.
Who did you pay to tweet that or to post that?
I don't know, but I'm loving Cash K Enterprises. I'll tell you that, man.
Favorite of you three bozos.
Yeah.
You know
by the way,
that's
should we
fine.
Introduce us three?
We should.
Us three idiots? These three fools. The backbone of Dirty Mo Media, apparently. Andrew Curland, along with two other guys. Welcome to Dirty Mill Live. Oh, sorry.
I'll let Dale know that you think you're the backbone.
Dalton
of
Greco.
Media.
Dalton Greco. Travis Rockhold. Dalton does social media.
I do.
Like a champ here
it
at
is.
Dirty Mill Media.
Thank you.
And Travis is supervising producer of Actions Detrimental, Denny Hamlin. Plus that one show with Steve Letarte, Dirty Mo Doe.
As well.
And he supervised produces this show.
Yeah. So he's technically kind of like our boss right now?
Yeah.
Sort of.
Mm-hmm.
Dalton, you're doing a great job.
Thanks, man. Yeah.
Curlin, step it up.
All right. And that is all we have today for Dirty Mo Live. Thanks for tuning in. I need a better bike with that pay raise. I kind of like my bike. Yeah. I don't know. I've got a little ADHD just reading the chat here. We do have some things that we're talking about.
Yeah,
right?
we wanted to do a little bit of interaction with our fans. We love doing this with Dirty Mo Live, where we kind of tweet something out and then go like, hey, submit something for us to look at. This one's going to be a little bit different. We haven't specifically like rated or ranked stuff that our people have sent in
a while.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about stories or we've talked about like funny items and stuff, but I actually want to give like a true rating on some of these things that we're going to go over. It's NASCAR tattoos.
And we got into the act with it.
Yeah, I can tell you got some fresh ink on your
hey,
arm.
Let's take a look.
You got some new tattoos?
Oh,
yeah.
Double number one.
Hey.
Whoa.
Hey, easy over
there.
I
don't even know if people can see
they
it.
They can't. They just saw his middle finger.
My 11s are up.
The camera
I got
off,
some 11
man.
Tattoos.
He literally just has 11s on his middle finger.
Well, hold on. You've got more.
Or ones on his middle finger.
And then I've been working
you
on my,
show. Make sure
you stand up and
show
I've been
it.
Working on my sleeve tattoo.
So what's this one up here?
So this is Denny Hamlin.
Show it to this camera here because I think that'll be the best.
This is Denny Hamlin with
the Coca-Cola.
The Coca-Cola photo.
That great photo.
This is Jared Allen on a horse.
Okay.
Of course.
A horse, of course.
Show it up.
And then this is the Dirty Mo Doe Steve Letarte logo.
You gotta like prop your arm up a little
bit.
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, this is fresh ink.
Oh, James is going to come. Zoom
no,
in.
It's fine.
Nope.
Don't worry about
done,
zooming
man.
In, James.
I'll do it the right way, James. Don't worry.
Here, go ISO on Curlin's shot, and I'll go over there.
Cash K.
Well,
just,
no, because it's going to be out of focus.
Hey, Travis, you can't have tattoos if you're on Dirty Mo Live. Cash K Enterprises just said, fire these bozos. So,
wait,
I'm sorry,
wait,
Travis.
So, if someone
done.
Has a tattoo, they get fired, Cash
that's
K?
That's right.
If that's what Cash K thinks, then you're fired, too.
Do you have any tattoos?
Shoot. I think I do have a tattoo.
You have a tattoo? I don't believe that you have a tattoo.
There
oh
he is.
Of Dalton.
There he is.
Wow, the detail on that is crazy. When did you get that?
Resemblance, man, is uncanny. Yeah. How do I here, you're going to have to maybe stand up.
Just do one of these.
Just, my arm doesn't bend
just
like that.
Just a blank stare off into the distance is actually a better one.
Yeah.
But
it's terrifying.
That is that is funny. Well, you know, we had to have some fun to get on the action. So I wanted to you know, pledge my allegiance to where I work. So I got a Dirty Mo Media.
Oh. If anyone was wondering, Dalton was absolutely the teacher's pet in school. Uh-huh. Take a look at that.
Yeah, so the lining came out really good. Didn't hurt at all, surprisingly.
I don't know if people say that tattoos hurt.
It was weirdly wetter than I thought it was going to be, but I mean, whatever. So yeah, I got the Dirty Mo logo.
What studio are we in?
Well, you know, I did want to get one for myself as well. So I got one for me. Raise hell, praise Dale. You know, got the three on there. I think it's super important, you know, pay out. You got three behind you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I do have a side hustle. And
that's right.
It's, you know.
You got to be loyal to the brand.
Well, you got to find ways to make money, creative ways to make money, especially when you're working a full-time job, right? So I sold the rights to my right arm to Bojangles.
Oh, dang. So, yeah. Look at that. That tattoo is dangerous and inconvenient, but Dalton sure does love Bojangles.
I love a Cajun filet biscuit. So yeah.
Hold on. These two guys, it's a great combo.
Anyway, my tattoo's peeling off, so I'm gonna have to go see the artist about
your
that.
Your tattoo's peeling off? Excuse me.
Yeah, I'm losing the L and the E and the S over here. So we're gonna take that off. But yeah, we wanted to join in on the fun with y'all. You guys sent in some great, great tattoos. But yeah. So let's go ahead and roll into some of the ones that we saw.
Yeah, I think we'd throw some of the tattoos
it's crazy
that you guys sent up
people,
on social media.
How detailed some of these tattoos are, and I mean, even the thumbnail photo. This person had the different tracks, and it looks like tally marks for how many times the person went to that track.
Yep,
it's insane. And could you imagine if, I mean, the schedule's probably changed so much since then that. Could you imagine how many more track tattoos he's got to get?
Now you
got to
get Iowa.
He's going
now
to.
You got
to
get Chicago Street Course.
Yeah.
Here's the first one. I mean,
Happy Harvick.
First of all,
and Dale Earnhardt.
Are we going to roast people or are we just being nice about this?
I will
roast.
Whoa. Okay. Fine. What do you have to think? What do you have to
say
about that?
I have nothing wrong with the tattoo, but
one, placement. I think that's a thigh tat.
A calf, maybe? I don't know. I also, and not that it matters, I thought originally I looked at this picture and I was like, oh, that's on a nice young woman's leg. And then I saw it was man that posted it. So I was like, you know what? I guess they had to shave the leg to do
the
tattoo. But yeah, it kind of threw me off there for a second.
You don't like it?
I think
it's cool.
You know, I do think it's a little like hellscapey, you know, like the angel and the demon kind of thing. So it's like, is Kevin
Harvick
like a
demon
and Aaron Hart's the angel? Yeah, that's a really interesting one.
I love
the flames.
I'll say, for all the Dale Earnhardt style tattoos, I've never seen one like that. Creative points for you if that is your tattoo.
Execution definitely. Of the tattoo, not so much.
Yeah. It was.
It doesn't look like it was.
No. But you know what? It works, right? There are people who get small tattoos. They serve a purpose. And I like, you know what? I do like the little three with the angel halo on top. I really like that. Yeah, 00 says it's funny.
No, we use our own font.
Yeah, we did use our own font. So no legal disputes there.
I'm gonna get sued.
Yeah,
for
I
using
am.
Dalton's likeness on my arm.
Let's sue him.
Yeah, I will.
You know, I'm gonna work out later, and like people are gonna be like, "Why is this guy's why is some random person's face on your arm?"
I think during the season next year, we should do some bet where. The loser has to do a temporary tattoo for like a week, and the two winners. So like, let's say I lose, you and Curlin get to pick the tattoo that I have to like put on my arm.
Oh man!
Here's another one. So and again, we're a little bit delayed, so you probably already see the tattoo or have seen the tattoo. But this guy's got one of Dale Earnhardt's number with an American flag, and one of Dale Jr.'s number, as well as a Junior Motorsports Junior Nation.
Oh, I didn't even see that.
Tattoo over top. This guy has layers to his tattoos.
The American flag and the three combo.
That's so cool.
Super cool.
Yeah,
man.
I like that a lot, actually.
Also, we should let people know part of this topic came from Joseph Newgarden. We don't know if it's real or not, but the Ryan Blaney tattoo of his face on his thigh is kind of where this started from.
Right. Yeah. So we were like, oh, let's have some fun with it. But man,
I like that American flag.
I like the American flag one. I don't know what's supposed to be going on inside the three.
It looks like almost like a greyhound.
It looks
like
it could be Dale's face.
That is his face. Holy cow.
What's in the middle of the left one, though?
The Junior Nation logo, which is like Junior Motorsports.
Oh, but it looks like a... Yeah, it's hard to tell in that photo.
It's strange because it's like the orange is like flesh colored.
Cash K, yes, get a tat of Andrew.
I don't
please.
Think you're gonna live to regret that one.
That's weird.
Should I get a tattoo of my own face?
No.
If you want.
Just in case, you know, for record.
Yeah. But these tattoos are awesome. And we can, I love looking at the things that people come up with whenever they want to permanently ink their body.
Isn't that crazy, though?
Yeah.
Like, to think, I know I'm describing what a tattoo is, but... It never ceases to amaze me, especially like NASCAR fans, to put whatever significant thing in the sport, you know, whatever it means to them, permanently on their body. Like this one here with the Dale Earnhardt tributes is super cool. I love the three plus the, you know, the old Wrangler, yeah. Wrangler car look. And then the date of his first win, too. That is pretty neat.
Yeah, that was it's funny that he's got one of each. You know, like from the three and the two, and I don't know.
I give the three the car door with the. I think that creativity wise, I'm actually a big fan. Like the simplicity, but like you know exactly what it is.
Right. Yeah. I do have questions about, you know, and I think everybody that gets a tattoo looks at it and goes like, oh, you know, it could have been done differently. I wonder sometimes who did these tattoos, and just. Yeah, just looking at them. Sometimes.
What?
Yeah.
You got a problem?
No, I mean, just, you
got
know.
A problem here, man?
I used to watch Ink Master.
You think you could do it?
No, I don't think I could, to be honest
I
with
think
you.
It'd be cool if you could have rocked a cool sleeve. It's just not for me, though.
Yeah.
I think the door panel is pretty neat.
Oh, the door panel idea is really cool. I do like the number two font, and that was executed well. So, yeah. That is, these are fun. If you could get, if you had to get a NASCAR tattoo... What would it be?
The Dirty Mo Live logo.
The Dirty Mo Live logo.
Yeah, I would get the Dirty Mo Live logo.
What about you? Would you get the 11s?
let me think on that while we break this next one down.
This guy's got a lot of stuff going on.
NHRA. And, I mean, that sleeve is well done.
You said awful?
Dude, it looks so cool. It's complete. I think that's... I know, and look, there's the 3 and the 14 on there, too.
Yeah, but what else is going... I'm so confused on what's going on...
You got the NHRA.
Yeah.
I think above that is, I honestly don't know, but there's some sort of logo above that. The 3, the 14, I think if he even turned his arm around, there would be another number.
I think if I saw the whole thing, and also this guy, it looks like he might be a big dude, so I'm going to say it's amazing because he could probably kick my butt.
He probably would kick your butt. I think that the Woody the Woodpecker is like a Mopar thing.
Okay.
I think. And a car thing?
It looks like Sean is commenting here. It was a small shop in Kannapolis, and the three was done by hand because the entire thing was drawn by hand.
Okay.
So, wait. Oh, so was that the last one we saw?
So it was a drawing. That's pretty cool. Yeah, that was the three door.
That is super cool.
So then that changes things.
Okay.
So that's pretty cool. Bojangles is attempting tattoo. I mean, you know, if you need to make more money. They did not pay me any money to put this on here, by the way.
But if you would like to.
Yeah, but if you do have a company.
I was paid by Dalton to put this on.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So I would never do that for
it feels really weird.
Mm-hmm. It is very weird.
Like, well, I feel like I like can't really like...
Yeah. Once it heals, it'll be fun.
Yeah, once it heals.
I'm just wondering how many washes it's going to take.
It might take a few. This is, I believe, the same guy. And he has... The 29 and the 4 on his hand.
Which inspired your double ones,
it
Travis,
did, yeah.
didn't it?
It did inspire your double ones.
Yep.
And there's pictures of this guy.
He's met Kevin.
Who met Kevin Harvick and showed him that.
Is the 2 and the 9 a different size?
Thank God they're not a Kurt Busch fan.
Yeah.
Holy cow, you'd run out of fingers.
Yeah, they would have like 51 and 87.
I think the 2 and the 9 are different I don't know. Just they look like different size, which I have an issue with.
Sean said that his next tattoo, he's the one with the three door and the two, is either going to be junior's first win at Texas or senior's last win.
Do both. Wow.
So, yeah, why not do both?
And I'm curious, Sean, like, has junior seen those tattoos before? Because, like, I feel like this was an Ask Junior question this year, but I can't remember asking Dale, like, what's it like seeing people with your number, your face, your car as a tattoo? And I mean, man, if I feel like if I'm in juniors, that will never not be cool.
You got to get it signed, you know, then.
To see that
dude,
type of stuff.
It would be weird for me. It's weird for me right now with my face on your arm.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to go to a tattoo shop and be like, this permanently.
I don't know.
Please.
That's a lot.
You should have had Kaylee's face tattooed on your other arm for dogs.
Yeah.
That's a lot. That's where I become uncomfortable. Yeah. No, I'm out.
Make us kiss.
No.
Yeah.
No. Here's holy cow.
Hold.
Now this one, someone has spent some serious money and time on.
Look at the 1979 fight, top right corner.
I know, and there's a fight.
That is so cool.
What's the one in the bottom left corner?
The NASCAR, the original logo. And I think there's a track or something in the background.
This is a full, something like that. This is a full.
Is that Kaylee there?
This is a full leg wrap. Upper thigh piece.
I mean, that is so
damn
cool,
man. Who is the guy
cool,
in the
man.
Top left? I'm going to hate that I don't know that. I mean, I'm guessing it's either like Ned Yost or...
Did he comment on
Red Farmer or something? I don't think he did.
This one has my vote for the coolest one.
This
I've
is definitely...
seen so far.
I would give this a 9 out of 10.
Is that on his like torso, the bottom left?
No. I think this is all on a leg.
This is leg?
I think
you can see the bottom right looks like it's the side of the knee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would give Sean's a 7 out of 10.
Sean said he met Dale when when Glory Road opened in early 2020 and showed him the
Sean
tattoos.
Thinks that's Ralph.
Oh, you're right. That is Ralph. That is 100% Ralph. The 3 and 14 NHRA one with the numbers, I would probably give that a 6 out of 10.
I would say overall tattoo, yeah. Just because there seemed like there were other things on the arm that were un-NASCAR related,
right.
But still like the execution of it, the way it blended together seemed pretty cool.
Right.
Yeah. For those in the chat who don't have a tattoo, and I know we kind of asked you, but like, what would you get? What have you thought is cool?
I would
so
do
far?
Maybe a cool like, maybe one
Harvick
of the
champion.
Maybe one of the 2311 paint scheme cars this year, like the Jordan or.
Oh yeah, okay.
Or like maybe
the
Jumpman
tattoo.
The Star Wars Phoenix ones that they had.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, cool.
Now
car.
This Harvick one's cool. It kind of like incorporates the Budweiser look here a little bit.
Yeah, it definitely does because you have the crown.
The crown could use some work.
And then you have the red on the
The crown is.
I do like how though it is like it's a realistic looking supposed to look
three dimensional.
But then at the bottom it has like the traditional like scroll like pirate scroll text kind of thing. That's pretty cool. It's cool blending. I would give this one a. I'd give it a 7 out of 10.
If the crown was better, I would give it a 7. That's really hurting me.
Do you think the crown?
It brings it down, yeah.
If it didn't have the crown, would it go up?
Yeah, it would go up.
Well,
or a better crown would go up, too.
But again, it's playing off the Budweiser thing.
But I know, but the crown, it just needs to be better.
Well.
But I like that it's 2014 when Harvick won championship, too. Like,
I hope they got this before Harvick won the championship.
Yeah. What if they predicted
if they
it,
called
though?
Their shot?
I mean,
have you
that
seen
would
those
be
fans
impressive.
That do that? It doesn't end up well when they get those tattoos and put the year in.
Someone said they'd get a Smokey Unit car tat.
You know what's so funny about what Double O just commented is I've made the same type of comment is you get a QR code on your arm and then it like scans you to like something on the internet.
Yeah. It's like a sign up page.
Double O said to the Never Gonna Give You Up. Oh man. This right here is probably the most realistic to, if I had to get a NASCAR tattoo, that would be something that
really?
I would get.
So like the
like
guitar,
the guitar pick NASCAR logo. It is
this
freaking
one,
cool, man.
This one they said is still healing. So there's some lines that are a little, ours are both. We're all in your boat, man. So good luck on the healing. Do the scrubs and everything. Yeah, this one's pretty cool.
I think that one's a front runner personal favorite of mine.
Okay.
I think that one's really
so
cool.
So that's in the upper eights and nines maybe for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I think
I can relate to, like, that is something I could see as inspiration for me wanting to get.
What
if
you
I
did,
were
like,
to get a NASCAR
instead of that, you do the guitar pick, but like something with Jimmy Johnson, who is your favorite driver?
No, I'd lean more so to NASCAR.
I think that's where I like where they're going, but I think not having a driver thing, it was kind of a little bland for me. Went a little more.
I don't know. I feel like the logo's recognizable if you know it, but then someone's like, oh, what is that? That's kind of interesting.
Yeah, it's a little, you know, behind the curtain kind of thing. Yeah.
I think it's a little too, I want a little more, a little simple. It's too simple for me. I need a driver or something.
See, I don't know if I would get a person on my, like a person tattoo.
Why not?
Well, let's see what the next one is. I have a feeling the next one's going to come up here in a minute. Here it is.
Oh, the McDowell ones.
This
is my favorite.
Is remarkable. First of all, you know, everybody's got their favorite NASCAR driver, right? And Michael McDowell was a super likable guy. You know, we met him at Denny's house for the podcast
after,
that he did.
After.
But, I mean, it's not often that you see a guy like Michael McDowell have a tattoo, you know, on a fan, right? It's normal to have your Dale Earnhardts, your Dale Earnhardt Juniors, your Chase Elliotts, your Jeff Gordons, but I respect this
so
much.
Those are his
much.
Wins.
Car guy 24-13. That's their tattoo.
I love that. I respect this so much because, like, man, this is just such a cool way to pay a tribute to your favorite driver, to have the car, both the next gen car, the older car. Right. Like, this is.
Were these done together or separate?
It had to be.
Answer
separate.
That question, the car guy. What happens if McDowell goes on a run next year and wins four races?
Yeah.
He's gonna run out of space.
The day before I went to
Oh, so it's all one?
Birthday.
Yeah, because
together?
You can look. The,
so like
the,
yeah, like
the second car, the bottom car is
the top.
Over the top.
That's the reason I asked.
That's a cool tattoo.
I want McDowell to win four races next year.
Yeah, I want to meet this guy and just look at his leg just be
I think the next photo needs to be like McDowell in victory lane. Like his next victory,
look,
have him like on like in the photo.
It even has like the Bare Bond tape.
Mm-hmm.
On the
oh,
drop
right front,
car.
Yeah, and
the
yeah.
Daytona 500 car.
That is so funny.
That is, yeah, someone, whoever said talented person did that, for sure. I mean, the detail on that is spectacular.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Looks really cool. Same time, and I have 2 weeks.
Okay.
What's
so
that mean?
It was at the same, so we did it at the same time, it took about 2 weeks.
Oh.
So. Oh, wow. Dang. And you
well,
have
not two
legs.
Weeks, probably,
oh, they have two
oh,
legs.
Oh, I have two legs, not weeks.
Me too.
But.
That's it.
That's all our photo. This is my favorite.
I if I had to pick a favorite, I would have to do that NASCAR International collage that was on that guy's leg.
Mm. The McDowell ones are cool. I like the guitar pick a lot. I think that was cool.
Yeah. I think my favorite tattoo on the bench though is honestly my face on your arm.
Yeah. I mean that how could you beat that?
I really want it to somehow not come off for like 3 weeks for you. But my
I don't want
my
that.
Fear is by wishing that on you, I might wish
I hope
it upon myself.
Yeah.
Well, should I get one of like Brad or Freddie or TJ for the Christmas episode?
Ooh. Yeah.
See one?
So these are obviously temporary tattoos.
Yes. Can you
mine's
get,
not. You guys got temp. I thought we were all going in.
Can you get? Yes.
Spent money.
Can you get
2 weeks?
A photo? Can we print off like a full size and give you like a back tattoo of the guys?
Oh my gosh! Sure. I mean, I don't. Yeah, if it's temporary. Yeah, like a whole sheet of paper.
Yes,
dude, I'm in. That would be hilarious.
There's a guy in our chat right now, and I think I know who this is.
Chase Elliott.
I do. Yeah, it's. But I do remember seeing the tattoo on your. If this is you on your arm. Of the outline of Daytona, so he wanted us to talk about that.
I thought we, I thought I gave it to you. Did you?
I don't remember.
We got busy and some.
Yeah, we do actually work.
So this, yeah, it's just a very basic line of Daytona,
the outline of the track. So I want to know from this guy, what made you want to get that tattoo? And you know, no judgment or no, but like just the outline of the track.
Curlin, would you get Chicago Street Course, the outline?
That would be kind of cool.
Chicago Land.
I would get more so like this design that's on the back of my phone case.
Where would you get it?
Like the logo. Where would I get it?
Where on your...
Well, now I'm committing to a bunch of different tattoos. So,
okay.
You know, the Dalton one will stay.
All right, if you were to...
The
if you
guitar
had to get a
pick
track,
one.
What would you do?
If I had to get a track, I would do Charlotte.
It's about, really?
Yeah. I've been there
Cookie
most,
cutter?
I've been there. Yeah, I've been there a ton.
I'm trying to think what I would do. Maybe
I'm trying to find this.
Okay,
one.
So he said Bristol. It's his home racetrack, some of his best memories. That's then you know what?
Here.
That's a great reason to get it. Yep.
It's
that's
very
him,
it's
right
very
there.
Simple.
It's right here. But for those who just
it's minimalist.
That.
Simple and clean though.
It's minimalist. And that's what some you know, some people have a minimalist tattoo.
And he put it in a spot that's not like if you want to
like I think heard, that's pretty cool.
I've heard that's painful.
Oh, because you're not
to oh, get this a spot
because it's tender. Yeah.
See, like that's where I would get a tattoo if I had to. But that's at least like recognizable.
Yeah,
you know,
like I instantly knew that was Daytona.
Yeah,
yeah. If you're cool. A NASCAR person, you're gonna know.
What about you? What track are you getting?
Oh, Talladega maybe.
Dega.
I'm trying to think.
Pocono.
Pocono would be good.
I would have to get Chicago.
Bristol.
I think for me.
Maybe Kansas. Yeah. Denny's Kansas. First win since I was on the pod. I don't know.
Kansas would be a good one.
Oh, the Cup Series trophy is with Double O.
Someone said I should get a lower back tattoo and put Kyle Busch is in, and then with an arrow pointing down.
That is clever.
Get a photo of Ross when he connects with Noah.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I'm going to get the Hail Melon on my back. Just a giant back piece of him running the wall.
I mean,
yeah, wrong answers only. What tattoo are you getting?
Wrong answers only, I would get Juan Pablo nailing the jet driver at Daytona. That's what I would get.
Get a, what's his name, climbing the fence of the Indy 500.
Newgarden?
No.
Tony Stewart?
No, the original climb the fence.
Tony Stewart.
Was it Elio?
Oh, in the Indy car. Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah.
Climbing the fence.
Okay. I still think... I don't know. What funny moment would you get as a tattoo?
I would get the orange rolling down the track at Chicagoland Speedway.
Nice. Yeah. garage door app tattoo.
Yeah. What tattoos does Mike have? Wrong answers only.
Definitely an Alabama A.
Tattoo.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Alabama A.
He won't show us where it is, though.
No.
You know what we need?
What would Dale get if he... Wrong answers only, Dale.
Dale would probably
like
get...
Like the Mooresville Blue Devils?
Yeah. maybe like a like pie in the sky, like slice of pizza, like, you know, with pepperoni and banana pepper.
Oh, maybe get Denny getting pie. That'd be the tattoo.
That'd be a good one.
I would get Denny Hamlin walking in on Brad Keselowski in the porta
potty. Yeah, that's a good one.
We need the McDowell person. We need McDowell to sign his arm or whatever, the leg, and then get that tattoo.
Yep.
So you have McDowell's signature. Like
that would be awesome.
That's what we need to happen. Denny getting yelled at by Danica.
Yeah. We were friends. Then I just have the quote below it.
There's some, like, even outside NASCAR, there's a Philly fan. His entire body, his torso, stomach, and back is, like, all the different Philly sports and stuff. Like, the sports tattoo market is an interesting one.
It definitely is. I think it's hilarious when people call their shot and they're like, 2024.
But nobody's ever called their
Super
shot and been
Bowl
correct, though.
Champion.
Yeah, and it always looks, yeah.
Yeah, it always kind of, I mean, people do spend a ton of money and then they don't pay off. And I'm like, what do you do with that afterwards?
The low-key flex that I tattoo that I'm a big fan of is with Olympic swimmers. They get the ring.
Oh, the Olympics.
Yes.
Oh, super cool.
Yes.
It's very just clean. Like,
if you compete in the Olympics, you have to get the
rings. Yeah, you earn. I mean, I've even seen some really cool ones from players, the Argentinian players who just won the World Cup, like they got some really cool
World Cup logo
tattoos. And it's like, yeah, if you reach that type of pinnacle result or accomplishment, man, like absolutely, like that's a badge of honor that you quite literally should wear on your sleeve.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's cool. I mean, the one I always see that's super neat is like if you compete and complete in a full Ironman, people get the Ironman logo tattoo.
So I have a buddy, he's one arm, one sleeve is like his wedding invite and everything, and then the other one is his career accomplishments that he's had. So like he worked at ESPN, so he has like a thing that says ESPN, like he's been nominated for like a Grammy and some different things because he was a touring artist. So like he's got all these different things, and like it's a, like a cool thing. Like you add your accomplishments, and then like they all blend together too. That's the thing with the sleeve is, if you did just random, it's not going to work. They got to tie together.
Dalton, you should do that with all the different places you've worked over the years.
Yeah, started.
We don't have enough space on that arm.
I guess I could say where I worked. I started Gander Mountain, go to Jimmy John's, then go to Auto Bell, then NC State, and then Charlotte Knights, then Davidson College, then Bad Daddies, then my marketing job, and then here. So I already have the Dirty Mo logo, so I just need to fill out the rest down the arm.
Can you get Kaylee's name tattooed?
Yeah.
Yeah, you should do that. Face.
We'll do it. I'll do it wherever. I'll do it under my eye. I'll go full Post Malone.
Please
and do
don't
like,
do.
I love
tattoos.
Kaylee
for me is
right here.
I have my social security number, so I never have to reference it.
Tattoos for me. I don't like going
I'll
above
show you.
The neck.
I'll read it off to you.
Yeah. I hate when they're like on
no
the
above
neck
the
or
neck.
Face.
I think the only person I've ever seen pull it off well is Post Malone.
David Beckham.
Oh, I guess he does have it above the neck. I was thinking
Andy's
more
got,
face.
Like, on the back.
Yeah.
Post Malone does not pull it off with the face.
Travis Barker, he does.
Jelly Roll?
No.
Jelly Roll.
No, those tattoos are awful.
Interesting.
If I were to get a tattoo, this is my foam wallpaper. It's like I took this picture. It's of like a hammerhead shark.
You took that picture?
Yeah.
When? Where?
Actually, the day the world shut down from COVID is when I took this
Where
picture.
Where was that?
In Bimini in the Bahamas. And so like I would get like a hammerhead shark tattoo somewhere.
That's, how have I never known that?
Yeah.
That's so cool. I just thought you found that picture online.
No.
And were like, cool, hammerhead. Yeah. You took that picture?
Yeah, I got
Dude,
pretty lucky.
Get it tattooed like right here on your side.
With what?
Obviously,
like a camera. I know.
GoPro
dumbass,
or something like that.
A GoPro?
It was GoPro.
Interesting.
I think it was part of a video that
Oh,
I
you didn't take the photo. So. You took a video.
But still, it's like, not the, I had the full
Yeah,
like,
but it's not the same as capture. Like, you capture
big,
a photo.
How big was a shark?
Longer than that couch for sure.
So okay, six more than
a little
six.
Over six.
Yeah,
but no, there's
big,
a
yeah, a big, big shark.
Ask any photographer. There's a difference between the video and getting that.
Oh, that's
photo
still
taken.
Just
yeah, there's a difference.
Yeah,
James, would you agree? There's a difference between capturing the photo.
James
and video?
Is nodding his head.
Yeah.
He's our resident,
and he's actually like really good.
Yeah,
at that.
Yeah, that's yeah. He's our resident camera expert. You know, me over here, I'm like, I just still do the
cards on the table, though. This is still pretty good.
Oh, it's dope, but yeah. I'm just saying it's not a photo.
You're a jerk is what you are.
Yeah.
I would never get your face
Listen,
tattooed
Travis,
on me.
Travis is a very literal person, okay?
Although.
I told him I went to cookout the other day and got a milkshake, and he about had a conniption over the fact that I can't suck it through a straw. And I'm like, who cares?
That's not a milkshake. If you
It doesn't matter. It's still good.
It's but it's,
you said
it's
it was
not,
overrated
what
because
was the word
you can't suck it through
a conniption.
A conniption.
I think that's a new one for me.
You've never heard the word conniption before.
No, I thought you made it up.
It's not a milkshake, though.
But you said it was overrated.
It's also it was small. They're small, and
it's the size. It's like this big.
No, but I'm saying the regular that they give you is not like you have.
Have we talked about this on here? Ordering at cookout is about the scariest thing I've ever done in my life.
See, and that's how I know you guys didn't grow up here because
I still get nervous.
I can breeze through a cookout drive-through and not even blink, and you guys go up and about have a damn seizure looking at the menu.
I do.
I don't know. Like it's like I go. Do I go on this side? I gotta go over.
What's your order?
Like,
what's your order?
I don't know.
That's you're wrong. Whatever it is, you're wrong.
It's the peppermint frosty. Yeah, I think from Cookout. I have not because I'm afraid
just
to cross my order.
13 quesadillas.
Yeah,
I freak out. And then if there's a car behind
really
you,
really big problem. Thanks, Faye.
There's nothing there worse you than you're pulling up and a car's behind you because now
word.
You get the pressure of someone behind you and you're like, it's.
Well, and then I even made the mistake. You know how there's two windows and then one you got to like pull around the corner. I pulled around the corner and started backing into the main one. They're like, what are you doing? They're like, you have to go to the other one around the corner. I'm like, that makes so much sense.
Didn't you say you drove off once?
God.
Probably. Yeah, I just ordered there on Friday, and I'm like, hey, can I get the cookout tray, two quesadillas? She's like, hamburger? I'm like, nope. The two quesadillas. And I'm like, I have no idea what I'm about to get.
Man.
So, like, wait, a tray, you get three items? Is that
hell if I know? I don't
you
know.
What? And
I just
that's why
I just stick to the script and don't ask.
No,
that's why I go to Bojangles.
Yes.
But yeah, no. I mean, it's pretty funny that you guys like. I'm just used to it growing up here. I think that
also 56 different ways to get a milkshake is too many.
What's the good number then?
50,
if it's not
56, 55, 55,
yeah, I guess.
10, 15.
That's boring as hell, man.
Well, you need to make those ones elite before
I don't
you...
think I have a problem with options.
But that's too many. You got to... They're quantity. I need quality. Quality. Give me 10 really good over 56 average.
Mm. You don't have to order... I mean, they'd probably have 10 really good ones, but you don't have to order...
Nope.
A mediocre one if you don't want to.
They're all... But that's the thing is, they're all... They're not milkshakes. That's the biggest problem.
But that's
false advertising.
But do they still taste good? Is it still a good treat? So saying overrated means that like they aren't good.
But if I go to order a milkshake, I want a milkshake, and I can't. Then I gotta
let's pretend.
But then
it's
I gotta
whatever
wait,
name.
But then
you
I have
to
wait
be.
Till I get home to enjoy it.
Why?
Because I can't eat in the car because I need a damn spoon.
Dude,
they
I
give
drive,
you the damn spoon. Okay.
But I'm driving. I don't have time to
blow your mind real quick. I can eat ice cream in the car, and I drive a stick shift.
I try to be safe.
It's not even that. It's you just in the thing.
I don't like to be a distracted driver.
Do that, and then you go like this, and then you do that.
I'm not
fine.
I'm not a distracted driver.
No, you're just not a skilled driver. You
actually
not good at multitasking.
Come to think, I think Travis is not a skilled driver because now I'm thinking about like I can drive my car down the highway and answer every text I need on my phone as well. So, I mean, it's not a problem. I can multitask.
Yeah, I don't even use my hands. I just close my eyes, take a nap on the way home.
I'm skilled. It's called
I'm watching
being
Netflix
smart.
On the way to work. Are you kidding me? I'm joking. Please
catch
drive
up on
safely.
Game of Thrones. Yeah.
Dalton, can you turn your AC on while you drive? Because I can.
No.
Ooh.
I can't. No, my car, look, she's got some scars, but she's fun. And she rips.
Dang, I almost have the same cookout order as 00. Like, it's the two chicken quesadillas. I don't get the fries, but I double up on the cheese curds.
The cheese curds are good.
Yeah, and an Oreo shake. Man, see? I'm just like, 00 and I, we're always on the same wavelength.
You guys are
also, someone said it's
I'm
like
gonna
the,
get a 00 tattoo.
The
That's
shake
what I'm
from
get.
Pulp Fiction. Pulp Fiction is an overrated movie, too, while we're just talking about overrated things.
You know what? We're going to talk about movies at another point in time. But specifically,
when are we doing our Christmas movie draft?
I don't know. At some point, probably if not this week, then next.
What if we just did it right now on the spot?
Because we're not
no
ready
prep.
For it.
No,
we
prep.
Haven't prepped.
Exactly.
I gotta do research.
Yeah,
I say that.
You think
and
I just
I
pulled...
can name? I can name three Christmas movies. So
I can name 10.
Yeah, so could I. But that doesn't mean I'm going to draft them.
Exactly.
Well, I'm only drafting the three I know.
Well, what happens if you don't? What happens if I pick them?
Then I'm screwed, man. It's not good. Then it just turns into movies I watch during
watch
the Christmas holiday.
Yeah, thank you, Kevin. It's ice cream in a cup is what they're selling. They ain't selling milkshakes. Get it together.
Whatever.
Anyways, I think that's about all
I
got.
I don't know if there's
all
much
right. So
more
who's your winning tattoo? Mine's McDowell. Wrap it up.
Who? I've got the guitar pick.
And then mine was the full piece of Ralph Earnhardt, Dale Earnhardt, the Richard Petty 43. All that.
Yeah,
that
I mean
really
that
cool.
one's super cool.
Yeah,
that one's very cool indeed.
Only second to this one right here.
Yeah, only second to the.
And then yeah, just
dirty
send me my
media
check.
Tattoo.
I'm not showering. Whenever. Just gonna leave this on.
That's disgusting.
I'm gonna swim.
Or no,
I'm
gonna
shower
with
this,
but just not. I'll just shower with my arm out.
Well,
because you know you actually can't get your real tattoo wet for like. However long it's
yeah,
supposed
like
to
that.
Be.
I'm going to get Jared to sign my tattoo.
Well, between now and, not to reveal when we're recording DBC, but between now and tomorrow, I'm going to have to find a way to get Freddie or TJ or something tattooed.
You definitely should do that.
Yeah, all three of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just watch the shock on their face. If you got like the DBC logo and, you know.
No, it's
got
to be a face. It's
no, we could design
like
it
Kraft's
so it's all
face.
One together, all three of
yeah,
all four
it could
in
be
case
like a whole,
in the logo.
Like,
let's
it could
do
be
it.
Like a
a
good
design.
If you
like,
make it big enough, I'll put it on my back.
And we could wrap it. Or we could just wrap it on.
You know how many paper towels that's going to require?
A lot.
Damn, and someone's going to need to hold
guns.
That. Never mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I think this is.
Yeah, this is a great place to wrap up. Anyways, thanks, y'all, as always, for tuning in. Travis already taken the headphones off, so he can't even hear what we're saying.
Thanks for sending in your tattoos.
Yeah.
We weren't trying really to roast cool them. Ones. They are great. You guys did a great job. Thanks for participating in our stuff. So. Awesome.
Thanks, y'all.
All right.
See you next week.
See ya.
Or wait, maybe not. Later this week?
Who knows?
We'll see. Yeah.
Check out Dirty Mo Media on Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram.